You really want to be better with your finances. You try to put money away in savings. You look for deals. You wrote out a budget once a long time ago. You still overdraft from time to time and you still have debt. The truth is managing money is not easy, but Rocket Money can help. Rocket Money shows you exactly what you're spending every month. From there, the app helps you make a budget that meets your financial goals. The app even gives you real-time alerts when you're about to go over your budget so you don't spend too much. With Rocket Money, you can also see all your subscriptions at a glance and cancel the ones you don't want right from the app. Rocket Money can even try to get you a refund for some of the money wasted. Plus, you can use the Smart Savings feature to start putting more money away. Rocket Money analyzes your accounts to determine the optimal time to stow away cash without going over your budget. Our members report that the Rocket Money app saved more than $700 a year. Getting better with money doesn't have to be a pipe dream. Rocket Money can make it a reality. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel or download the app from the Apple app or Google Play stores.
Interesting stat right here. 63% of people believe a dead loved one has contacted them some way, somehow.
Is that right?
It's so funny that this should come up and it's trending because yesterday was my husband and I's 19th wedding anniversary. And it was also my daughter Hayden's 15th birthday.
Big day.
Yeah, she was born on our fourth wedding anniversary. And we always joke that we're the lucky number 13 because, you know, people always say 13 is a bad number. 13 has always been very lucky for us. And yesterday was March 13th, right?
Okay, yeah.
So yesterday, right towards the end of the day, I get a Facebook reminder thing. You know, like how sometimes Facebook pops up things?
Sure.
And it says
6 years ago today or 7 years ago. Yeah.
Yeah. And then it shows you a picture and whatever. Well, this one is with my mother-in-law. Now, my mother-in-law passed away from breast cancer during COVID. And it says 13 years of friendship with Rosalie Zapp. And it pops up just like that, you know. And all I keep thinking of is like number 13 celebrating, you know, it's 13, our lucky number. Mm-hmm. And it's a picture of her with Hayden, my older daughter, and Dakota, the baby. And I think that's her just saying happy anniversary, happy birthday, granddaughter. I wish I was there.
All right. So if you didn't have Facebook, how would you think that you would be receiving your messages from the dead?
Well, my grandmother, I mean, when you talk about it, it makes you sound a little bit nuts,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, it sounds morbid.
Yeah, but when my grandmother passed away, it was one of the most incredible things I'd ever seen in my life because she was talking to people that were not there.
Oh, yeah, that's a thing. They start to show up.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
And she has always been a very religious person. And she was singing to the Madonna. Like, it was, like, loud and proud. She was singing with every ounce left in her. And I remember at her funeral being so sad and asking, say, Nonna, can you come? Like, I need to know you're here, you know?
Yeah.
And outside the restaurant at the after party. Now, there's, you know, we are 27 grandchildren. There's a lot of us. And there was a cardinal that sat on a tree outside the window without exaggeration for an hour. That bird did not move. And we just kept joking. She's just watching us. She's just out there watching us, like, celebrate her life in here.
Well, I mean, I've heard the cardinal thing, obviously. Mm-hmm. And, you know, when you see birds, butterflies, bees, dragonflies, that's one that kind of symbolizes my wife's old friend that's lost. I mean, it could have just been a sunny day and that was a beautiful perch.
No, she didn't move.
But
she didn't move. She wanted to make sure we got it, it was her.
You know what? And I think that is the real important thing.
Yeah.
Is that the message that people hear when they'd like to hear something. Dad, if you're listening, just show up and give me the winning lottery numbers.
Mm.
Just give me the winning lottery numbers, please.
Well, it's funny you should bring that up because coming up later on today, we're going to be talking about how to ask the universe for things.
Yes.
Because, you know, you always hear like, well, if you don't ask the universe for it, it's not going to give it to you. But do you know that there's a right and wrong way to ask the universe for something?
Oh, my gosh. Who made this up?
And the way you did it is incorrect.
Oh.
You're asking your dad to send you something. You asked incorrectly. Now, how do you do it right? Well, you're going to have to stick around for that. I know some people don't believe in it, but sometimes when you're desperate, you'll give anything a try.
That's true.
When was the last time you asked the universe for something?
Well, I mean, you know, you always pray when you need something, right?
Well,
I would say it's been a few weeks.
So
I haven't been truly desperate.
Well, okay. So my girlfriend Lisa is super into this stuff. She's like, did you ask the universe? I was talking to her about something personal and I was like, okay. And she's like, and you have to say it out loud. So I was like, all right. So the next day I'm like driving to work in the car and I'm like, hey, universe, it's me,
yeah,
Tana. And I asked. A couple days later, she's like, did you ask the universe? And I said, yeah. And she's like, did you get an answer? I said, no.
No, not yet.
And she was like, well, how did you ask? And I was like, I just said it. And she said,
I mean, I was
no.
going to say your tone wasn't very assertive right there when you were asking before. I mean, it seemed kind of meek.
There's
you know?
A specific way you're supposed to ask the universe that I was unaware of. And I wasn't sure if other people were aware of it either. Here's the lady from the internet explaining.
You want to know how to get the universe to answer a specific question for you? Let me tell you how.
All right, we're ready. Give it to us.
But first, you're going to put your attention on the universe. Next, you want to turn your question into a yes or a no question. For example, should I keep my job or should I take this new job opportunity?
So I didn't know that when you're asking the universe for something, you
That's
have
it.
To make it a yes or a no.
Because it can only answer in one syllable, I guess.
Well, interestingly enough, it gets a little more complicated.
Okay.
Next, you're going to think of two things that you want to see that are not in your house or in your car. You want to ask for a yellow bird or a frog if you know you have one in your bedroom, on your pillow, or downstairs in your kitchen. You want this sign to be a surprise when you see it.
So you have to make, when you're asking the universe out loud, a yes or no. And then you have to give something specific. Say, if the answer is yes, show me this object.
If I play the lottery today, I will win $600 million. If you show me a red-breasted robin.
Yeah, but I guess you're supposed to give yourself, you're supposed to give the universe 3 dates, which I didn't know was a
between
thing.
The first question and the second question?
No, like if to get to respond. You have to give 3 days.
Okay.
And she continues.
This is how it's done. Universe, if I should take this new job opportunity, show me a yellow butterfly. If I should stay at my job, show me a blue butterfly.
That's what you do.
Wait
a minute. So you have to basically ask the universe to show you something, and then you wait 3 days to see if those things show up.
Yeah. Now, what do you do if nothing shows up? Because now she's asked, she's asked a question that really has a time, you know.
I'll tell you what happened to me. You tell me if I'm nuts.
Okay.
So I spent a lot of time posting comedy reels on Instagram, and I wonder, is it even worth it? It's a lot of time. It's a lot of effort. You know, I don't get money. So, like, what is it even
show
worth
me, universe.
So I said, universe, should I give this up?
Yes.
I go, if I should, I go, then give me nothing. Just you know, I just, like, let me focus on my family and my other work, my radio, and that's it. I go, or if I should continue doing it, show me a bunch of blackbirds. I want to see a group of blackbirds, right?
Okay.
And then I was walking into a meeting, and as I was walking into the meeting, I heard, like,
yes, ravens.
That's the noise I heard.
Crows.
And I heard them.
Yes.
I'm like looking over my shoulder.
Turned around.
And I'm looking everywhere. And I see them.
Look to the sky.
In the trees,
yeah.
Right? And then I got a call from the Today Show asking if they could feature one of my reels on their website.
And immediately became queen of social media?
No.
And the universe has shown you this is the way.
I don't know if it works, but every morning on the way to work, I ask the universe something now.
So now you're asking for something every day.
Every day. Every day I ask for something. But you have to be specific on what it has to show you. You
okay.
have to ask for the sign.
All right.
That's what I learned.
Ask for the thing. Ask for the sign.
Yes.
Give it 72 hours.
72 hours.
All right.
That's all I need to know about you.
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 What's driving you crazy right now? You can call 1-800-330-9999.
Anna, if you're going to get on the highway the wrong direction, that's all I need to know about you.
Oh, gosh. This makes me sad because there's been so many stories in the news lately.
It has been happening a lot.
Yes. First of all, it's just sad. That's what it comes down to. But I don't understand how it happens.
Well, that's the thing. So I'm driving in today, and I think I saw somebody getting ready to do it.
Oh.
Certain areas of the highway, right, you can't see anything when it comes to exit and entrance ramps. But other areas, when you're driving in, you can see quite a bit. And so I watched a car go down the opposite direction off what was an entrance ramp on my side of the highway, right? So I'm thinking to myself, good thing you avoided that problem. And then it looked like they were pulling straight across the street to come back up the exit ramp on the same side of the highway, which you can't do.
Yeah, so please be extra careful.
Yeah.
When you're getting on highways, make sure you're getting on them the right way, definitely.
Yeah. If you're that tired, pull over.
1-800-330-9999. You just have to fill the blank. If you blank, that's all I need to know about you. Sam?
When people take out their anger and aggression at anyone and everyone because they're having a bad day.
Yes.
Yeah, I despise that.
Right. Just go lock yourself in a room where you belong and come out when the sun comes out.
I mean, they don't have to lock themselves up. How about take a walk?
No, they just have to, like,
they could go do something by themselves.
Go sit somewhere dark by yourself.
Read a book.
No, they have to be in a room locked.
I don't agree with either of these things, but somewhere in the middle is probably good.
Be proactive and leave the city. If you're unhappy with where you're at, then leave. Be proactive.
Right. There's that walk thing. Right.
Francesca, that's all I need to know about you.
If you go to Disney World multiple times a year by yourself and you don't have kids, that's all I need to know about you. I don't understand why it's even happening. Everyone's always saying, like, oh, they have the best fireworks. But I'm like, you're a grown adult without kids.
I would like to go once as an adult on my own. But
without
I could
kids.
Never do that as a mom with two young kids. Like, I would never go by myself without them. But I would think one day, like, when my kids are grown, they have families of their own, and they don't care what I do anymore, I would like my husband and I to go do Epcot together, like the drink around the world. But that's really it.
You don't need to go three times that year, though.
No, definitely not.
Right.
No.
I did the drinking around the world. It took me 2 days.
Well, there's a lot of countries.
I know. I couldn't make it, man. Yeah. I gave it my all.
Well, it's a lot of sugar, too. So the drinks are really weak, you know?
Yeah. Yeah, it was the sugar. Yeah. It was the sugar.
Mm-hmm. All right, Bethany, that's all I need to know about you.
If you are still attending week-long festivals like Burning Man when you have children, that's all I need to know about you.
How about the parents that take their kids to those festivals?
That's so nuts to me.
I always thought that was shocking. Like you're living in basic dirt in a tent. And I get it if that's you're young and fun and you want to do that. You don't even have to be young. You just do it on your own.
Sure.
But when you bring the kids with you, that's a different level right there.
You know, the festivals, man. I mean, I've been to the biggest ones, and I don't know. A week long freaks me out. I got to tell you, it's maybe a little bit too much fun.
Yeah, no.
It's maybe a little bit too crazy for me. I mean, I got to have no responsibilities. So my children, definitely not coming with me.
Last festival I went to was Woodstock 98, and that was good. I'm good with that. That was the last one, and I don't need to go to another one.
Woodstock 99.
99, that was the one.
Yeah, I was going to say 98. Wasn't a thing. Yeah, 94, I think, is the other one.
Why is it trending? Top news stories trending and why. This was a big story yesterday. All eyes were on the House to see if they were going to ban TikTok. And they did. But now it's got a lot more steps to go through. So the U.S. government believes that Chinese government is using TikTok to get Americans' info. So now that the House passed it, it's going to go to the Senate to see what happens next. Mm-hmm. Here's Nancy Pelosi talking about it.
This is not a ban on TikTok. I'm a grandmother of teenagers. I understand the entertainment value, the educational value, the communication value, the business value for some business on this. It's an attempt to make TikTok better. Tic-tac-toe. A winner.
Why, Nancy?
Yeah, well, I mean, just stop when you're ahead. And
tic,
I mean,
tic-tac-toe, a winner.
The whole thing just sounds like she's trying to apologize to her grandkids before she sees them at a birthday party.
So what they're trying to do is they're trying to pass this where TikTok would have 6 months to sell the company, and they would have to sell it to somebody, I guess, not the Chinese government.
Right.
So I don't know.
Somebody in the U.S.
Yeah, somebody in the U.S.
Where we can make a bunch of money off of it.
Exactly.
And break all the same rules and do nothing at the next hearing. Right.
I don't know. I feel like even when we all agree on something, the Democrats and Republicans, still doesn't happen.
Nothing's happening.
I mean, if I was TikTok, I wouldn't be too worried.
This is all nonsense. Like, this is what we're talking about.
But I will say that I think there's truth. I think there's truth that 100% TikTok is able to gather information. I think for Meta, too. I don't think it's just the Chinese government. It's scarier because it's them versus Meta, that's an American-based company. But all of it is scary. They have all your information.
It's all detrimental on top of it, just to the way that people's brainwaves are working and the way that people are learning and being exposed to different things. We have no idea what the repercussions of this are going to be in a decade or two, but they are going to be far-reaching.
Yeah. Okay, also trending, when you gotta go, you gotta go to the bathroom. And Jason Derulo was live in concert, and he really had to go potty, and this is what happened.
Guys, I'm so sorry, but do you mind if I just go use the bathroom real quick?
Boo!
Why are they booing him?
Definitely stand up there and go to the bathroom in your pants and let me be exposed to that.
What, like, what the heck is wrong with people? This is at a show in England, and I'm like, the guy's got to go to the bathroom. Like, yeah. I mean, for him to stop a concert, think about how badly he must have had to go.
It sounded like he had a live band going on behind him. It's time for a drum solo.
There should be a hand
signal. Give me a drum solo.
There should be a hand signal where he turns around and he motions to them, like you know, like with your fingers, like, keep going, keep going.
Yes.
And he runs off stage for 2 minutes. Nobody knows what's going on. He goes to the bathroom.
Right.
And then he comes right back
out. Comes back out and he's like, give it up for Jimmy on the drums.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah.
So, you know, I taught Zumba for 12 years. I taught Zumba. And my fear was that, because there's no stopping in Zumba. You dance for a straight hour.
No, you would have had to just survive it.
I never left a class, no matter how bad I had to go. Even if I was doubled over in pain, I refused to leave a class.
Do you realize how silly that is?
I don't.
How absolute nonsense that is.
I am very addicted to my work, and I strive for perfection.
Ridiculous. Allow yourself to go to the bathroom.
And the other thing everybody's going to be talking about today is Justin Timberlake talking about not taking a break during a set. He surprised audience, yes, last night in L.A. He's doing, like, these warm-up tours. And he brought out everybody in NSYNC.
These guys just love to get some set time if they can.
Oh, I just think that... I think Justin Timberlake has his career tarnished a little bit. So he's like, let me bring back the guys to get everything positive again.
Do whatever I can do to get the attention to be good.
Can you become too old to call your parents mommy and daddy?
Hmm.
Isn't that interesting? Raven, producer John, producer Sean, I belong to my town's Facebook moms group, and I love it. Like, the women are super supportive, and there's always a lot of honest conversations about everything from business to personal life. And one mom posted that her son was 13 years old, and he realized that he still calls them mommy and daddy. And she wanted to know, like, should she have a conversation with him about, well, you know, you're a little bit older now. You shouldn't have to call us mommy and daddy anymore, especially if you're out with your friends, you know, because they might pick on you. And I thought, huh.
This is a real thing that people have to sit down and have that conversation. I mean, usually your kid just wakes up one day and decides, wait a minute, I'm cool now. I'm too cool to call you mommy or daddy. I'll call you mom or dad. I mean, is this the same thing as you walk in and you call your mom Ellen? Helen, Helena.
Well, that's not their name.
Any of those things?
I call my mom mommy and daddy. I call my parents mommy and daddy. I am a grown adult, and I still call my mom mommy and daddy. And when I'm referencing them to other people, like if it's like a close friend, I'll be like, mommy. Like if I'm talking to my sister, I'll say, oh, mommy called yesterday. She doesn't feel good.
But if you were talking to, like, you know, your girlfriend or your neighbor, you'd be like, you know what? Hold on. I've got to ask my daddy. Would you say that? You'd probably say, I got to ask my dad.
No, but so my dad owns restaurants. If I walk in, I'm like, hey, daddy, and I'll go give him a big hug.
Yeah, but you're talking
kiss.
To him. Yeah. It's different, I think.
I don't know. What do you think? Sean, what do you call your mom?
Mom.
Mom?
Mom.
You don't call her mommy?
No.
No?
I think I stopped doing that when I was like 5 or 6.
Well, 5 or 6, he realized that the world was a hard place.
Yeah.
And he had to toughen up. Yeah. John, what do you call your parents?
Ma.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's it. I mean, like, dude, if you grow up in New York City, like I grew up in New York City.
It's always
moved
ma.
Here, it's always ma. No. That's just how
it
works.
Or it could be like, ma!
It's frequently that. And you know what's funny is that I'm like, my son is 4 years old, and he calls me dad all the time, and it kind of makes me angry. Like, I'm having the opposite problem. Because it's like, dude, don't I get, like, daddy? Don't I get, like, my sweet little boy for a couple more?
Yeah,
but he'll
few
be
more
out
years.
In public, and, like, if he's calling for me, he's like, dad! Dad! I have a snack, Dad.
Yeah.
He's like, I'm an adult now, Dad.
Right. For real, bud.
Treat me with respect. You know, I mean, I still call my mom Mama. I mean, I mean, even in text messages, I call her Mama.
Mm.
Maybe Mommy from time to time. Not usually, though. Not Mommy. No.
Is it a girl thing
Never
versus
daddy.
A boy thing?
Definitely.
Never Daddy. It might be
you
a girl
so?
Versus boy
Definitely
thing.
A girl versus boy thing. Also, hearing Raven say Mommy out loud is uncomfortable.
It is. I thought that, too.
My mother is a like, wonderful woman.
You felt the air change in the room, right? It was weird.
He was like this. Mommy! When I say mommy! Yeah,
it seems strange. It's not the way that I heard it, but okay.
No, but then I was thinking about it. I'm like, is she concerned, this mom on the Facebook page, because it's her son versus her daughter? Because I can't imagine having this conversation about one of the girls. Like,
yeah, don't call
my
me
daughter.
Mommy.
Yeah,
you imagine that?
I don't know. What do you think? Is it weird for a teenage boy to still call his parents mommy and daddy? Is it a girl versus boy thing? I'm so confused by the whole thing. There was a part of my town's mom's Facebook group, and I love it. The women are super supportive. And one woman posted that her son is 13, and he still calls them mommy and daddy, and she didn't know if she should have a conversation with him about, well, you're a little bit older now. You need to just call us mom and dad. And I was like, why? Hmm. That's what he wants to call you. Have him call him that.
Right. It seems odd that the mom would be thinking about this and bringing this up. But, I mean, I guess. I don't know. She's afraid he's not going to look cool, tough in front of his friends.
1-800-330-9999. Autumn, what do you think? Is it weird for adults or teenagers to call their parents mommy and daddy?
Yes. Emphatically, yes. I just think they're come. I don't know what the age is, but there's this threshold where all of a sudden it's like creepy.
Huh. What do you call your parents?
Mom and dad.
Just strikes me as odd. There's not a lot of affection out there.
No.
Everybody's.
I find this shocking, honestly.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. My mom is still my mama. I'm 48.
Yeah.
You know, I text her that.
Hey, Robin, what do you think? Is it weird for a teenager to still call their parents mommy and daddy?
No, Sadly, my parents aren't with me anymore, but in my 60s, that's what I was calling them. That's who they are.
I mean, I listened to my mom and my aunt. You know, my grandmother passed away last year, but they still call her mommy.
Eric, what do you think? Is it weird for teenagers or adults to call their parents mommy and daddy?
You know, I don't, as long as it's in the right context. You know, I think that people have nicknames for, like, my best friend still calls his dad Papa T. And, you know, I just think it's just okay if you want to call mommy and daddy, as long as it's not from, like, a childlike want.
Whitney, do you think there's such a thing as being too old to call your parents mommy and daddy?
I have actually never called, well, I should, maybe when I was really little, called them mommy and daddy. But here's the thing. I don't mind it if I get called that, but I don't do that.
What do you mean?
I think it's... Like, I think it's cute. I think it's cute if you know, my kids call me that, but I don't want to call my parents that.
So you never loved your parents enough to call them mommy or daddy. I understand. I mean, I get what you're saying.
So what do you call your parents?
You want your kids to do it because you feel like you are likable enough, but your parents were not. It feels pretty revealing.
It feels very childish to me. Like, I call my parents mom and dad. And I don't mind being called that, but I feel like it's very, I feel like they need me, which I don't mind. I don't mind it.
So you want to be called mommy and daddy, but you think it's weird for you to call your parents that.
So you don't want to need it.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. Lucas, how about you? Is this strange for somebody, a teenager, to still call their parents mommy and daddy?
Yeah, I think it's very strange. I would think once you become a teenager, you know, you're almost too cool to call them mommy and daddy. You know, so just mom and dad or mom and pop. You
Which
know,
is much cooler. It's actually, yeah. Yeah. It's totes cooler, bro.
I just can't. To me, it's shocking. I'll call my mommy and daddy for the rest of my life.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains March 15th through the 25th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Anna and Raven's Pick'em News.
Three news stories. You only get to hear about one, and Raven picks which one it is. Are you ready for today's selection?
Lay it on me.
Number one, woman arrested after allegedly doing naked jumping jacks in her front yard.
I mean, is that really a crime?
Yes, I think it is. Is it? Remember when that lady, she's kept hanging out naked sunbathing and
nobody arrested her and you drove by her house every day.
Yeah. And sometimes I turned around and drive right back because I couldn't believe it.
Right.
Number two, man arrested for breaking into prison. Why? And number three, 12-year-old runaway found after spending night alone inside an Ohio Target.
Oh, that sounds actually like a fantasy. Let's do that one.
Okay. So a 12-year-old runaway child was found after apparently spending an entire night inside of a Target in Ohio. Now, here's people in the community talking about it.
I'm glad that the kid's safe and all, but still, that's just shocking. They wouldn't be able to, you know, go through and see that there's a kid in here.
A child alone, period, is bad. But then inside a retail store, a whole lot of things could happen.
Yeah, no, it's totally scary.
I mean, so wait a minute, though. So what? Employees are not supposed to go look under every clothing rack around every corner, check everything. It's one thing to walk through the restrooms, but let's get realistic here, all right? They're not going to take an hour to close up a Target every single night. So I mean, on the one hand, it's scary. On the other hand, it's awesome.
Well, right. And he's safe. The boy is safe and everything is fine. And that's all that matters.
Right.
But I was thinking, I was like, oh, so you got to spend the whole night in Target?
I was going to say, man, I mean, if you ever had a time when you were like 12, 13, 14, 15, and you had a night where you
40,
wanted to run away.
40.
Right. We just had this conversation this week. Right. And you just wanted to run away. Mm-hmm. There are worse choices than a retail location such as Target.
You have one night.
Yeah.
You could spend it in any store by yourself.
Ooh.
And you could do it anywhere.
Anything I want.
Anything you want.
Cameras are off?
Yeah. You go anywhere you want. Yes.
All right. I'm going to do with like a Cabela's or a Bass Pro Shop, one of those outdoor type stores, an REI or whatever, because not only can I like, you know, act like I'm in a kayak. Hey, I could throw the kayak in the big aquarium.
Yeah.
I could, you know, do some fish gazing, watching. I could learn how to use a crossbow. I never want to do that in an area where there's other people around because I'll probably misfire and hit something or somebody.
Yeah.
But this time I could do it and like, you know, aim at like the stuffed bears and stuff.
That's cool.
Yeah. Right? I mean, it would be cool. They even have remote control cars and jerky treats.
Mine is so less cool. Like I would just be like in a department store.
Yeah.
Like Bloomingdale's. I feel like every time I get a chance to go shopping, I've got my kids with me and it's always a mad rush.
Right.
I would just like to try on all the shoes. I would like to try on all the clothes. I would like somebody not to be for. I want to try on bathing suits.
Yeah.
By myself where nobody else has to see me.
I mean, people would just come in. They would come in the morning and you would just have a cart ready to go for them to ring up. Because you'd be like, all right, I'm all set now.
Oh, it's my husband's worst nightmare. You spent the night in Bloomingdale?
It seems like the crossbow would be easier for him.
We're going to have to refinance the house now. Salad or French onion soup? That's what I order. It always makes me feel so uncomfortable. And I'm wondering, am I the only person that does this?
I mean, how are you going to just eat salad in front of somebody and not have them know that you're holding back, right? Especially at a meal where you know somebody's watching you.
Raven, producer John, producer Sean, I have this issue, and I don't know if it's a me issue or if everybody has this, but if I'm going out to eat with, maybe it's like a company thing, or maybe it's with friends, and I know that I'm not picking up the check, or at least I'm not paying for my portion, I always feel uncomfortable ordering what I really want because I feel like I have to order the cheapest thing on the menu. Otherwise, I look nuts, you know?
I'm curious to hear what you guys think about this.
Well, it's highly situational. I mean, how much money does the person I'm eating with have? Tell me that doesn't cross your mind.
Never crossed my mind.
Oh,
I always feel embarrassed by it. It doesn't matter if the person is a millionaire or they're just an average Joe. Like, to me, I just feel like if somebody else is picking up my check, I am so conscious and I feel, I don't know, like I can't just enjoy myself because am I weird?
It's clear to me.
Yeah, what?
That producer John is just like my son, who literally will get the chicken parm or the biggest steak or whatever every single time.
Mm-hmm. Oh, if it's my family
and
member?
He'll get something to take home, too, on top of it because he knows.
He
knows.
No, if it's my dad or like somebody, my dad doesn't have a lot of money, but if it's my dad,
you'll ring
I'm
him
like,
up anyways.
Give
right.
me some steak.
Right.
No, you guys know me. I'm a weirdo. I don't like when people pay for anything for me as it is.
It's so odd.
If someone's going to pay for me when I'm going out to eat, no, I'm like, yeah, no, I get the cheapest thing.
French onion soup or salad.
So I don't do the cheapest, but I do the middle, right? So, I mean, you know, you've got your menu, and most places you go, if there's like a chicken, right? There's going to be steak or whatever. And I go with like the pasta, and I don't get the add-ons, right? So I go like with the middle level pasta. The bolognese is a safe place to be.
Yeah.
You know, and then you don't get the extra, right? So it's not the most expensive, but it's not clearly the cheapest.
It's always strange, too, when it comes to drinks. Like if you order like a martini and you're like, that was good. And like in a normal world, maybe I would have a glass of wine now or whatever. But I'm like, no, I had my one drink maximum.
Now,
somebody else is picking up the check.
Best behavior.
Drinks are different, man. Like if the beers are $4, no, I'll have a few drinks.
Right, right. And I think you match the person that you're dining with, right? If they have another drink, I'm going for drink number two.
All right, but let me ask you this. Am I the only one that has like a go-to? I'm going to order the salad or I'm going to order the French onion soup? Is there like a go-to? Well, Raven, you said that you order the pasta.
Always pasta.
John,
9 times out of 10, it's going to be pasta. If it's lunchtime, it's going to be chicken sandwich.
If this is a person I'm related to or they have a lot of money, I'm getting the steak. If not, I will scale down.
So wait a minute. So if the person has more money, you perceive the person have more money, you immediately order the most expensive thing on the menu?
Yeah. Tower.
If our CEO is going to take me out, I'm going to live.
Okay.
I'm gonna, yeah. I'm gonna live.
And Sean, how about you?
It's his last day.
I'm the guy who orders off the appetizer menu. Yeah. I'll get an appetizer just because, like, again, I don't feel like, I don't want someone to pay for me as it is. So just, you know, let me get something cheap.
Mm-hmm. One piece of advice, all right? If you are at a lunchtime or dinner with our CEO, all right, the owner of our company, Sean, please do not order off the kids' menu, okay? That is not going to help your cause.
Y'all have some kids' hot dogs, please.
Not help chicken your nuggets.
Yeah. Sometimes you want the chicken nuggets.
That's what I'm saying.
Can't do that either. No. It goes both ways, yes. Right?
How many guys do you know are filthy liars?
I mean, in what regard? What are we talking about here?
Okay, Raven, producer John, producer Sean, they have found out that only 15% of men are actually over 6 feet tall. But every man I have ever asked how tall you are has always said, I'm 6 feet tall. And it's an interesting conversation that we've had here in the studio, too, because both Raven and producer John claim to be 6 feet tall, and neither of them are.
That's not true.
No. Excuse you. No. That's not true.
I was going to say, I do want to say that I thought I was under 6 feet, but I ended up being 6 feet tall.
No, you're all lying.
Okay.
Liars.
Shorties.
John and I have had a constant argument over the fact of whether or not I'm 5'11".
Right. Because you're not.
Well, here's the thing. Turns out that John might be right. I might not be 5'11". I might be 5'10 and a half. I might be.
Stop it right now. You might be 5'10".
I'm
you
shrinking,
are 5'9
and I got a problem with my lower discs. All right? I went to the doctor's office the other day, and it clearly looked like it was like 5'10 something.
I think there's just some features about yourself that you just lie about. And, like, and whether you do it consciously or subconsciously, like, you, it just, it happens. And I think for guys, a lot of guys just say, 6 feet, because in their mind, that's the bar of what an average man should.
Well, it sounds great. I don't think it's average. I think it's better. It puts you above average.
Yes,
makes you desirable in some ways.
What is the lie about, like, a feature that you lie about that you'll admit it? I lie about this.
So I used to do this a lot. Not anymore because I've gained weight, but I used to always lie about my weight because I was like around 159, 160, and to me that was like uncomfortably small.
Mm.
So I'd be like, yeah, I'm like 170.
Yeah.
I wasn't 170.
You make yourself heavier.
Bigger. You make yourself bigger.
But now I am. I'm 172 now.
Well, congratulations. You're a big boy.
Stop lying.
That is the opposite of my life, for the record.
I was going to say that hasn't been me for the last 30 years of metabolism, John.
No, you know what's funny is that it wasn't really a lie, but when I first separated, when I was going through my divorce, I would just start saying divorced. You know what I mean? Now, not to women that I would go out on a date with.
You wouldn't say separated.
That would be a conversation. But if someone in casual conversation was just like, I'd be like, yeah, I got divorced like however many months ago. Divorce takes a long time.
Yeah.
That's like a long process. You got to go through it. So was it a lie? I mean, I guess, yeah, because it wasn't factual, but it was just shorthand. I would just say like, I got divorced.
Well,
listen,
when you say you got divorced, people are like, oh, sorry to hear that. But when you say you're separated, people feel like you got kicked out the night before.
Yes.
So like sure. All of a sudden, like your stuff is, you know, your laundry is in the front yard.
And they want to ask about therapy. Yeah. And they want to say the whole thing.
Oh,
like,
do you think it's going to work out? No, I don't think that at all. I'm lying to myself about how bad I'm driving, actually. That's the thing that I'm doing. It's not a feature that's on my body or anything like that, but it's simply that I'm not paying as much attention as I used to.
No, Raven went on the air a couple days ago and tried to normalize hitting curbs. He tried to say that it was totally normal to hit curbs every once in a while, and he's been doing it regularly. And he expected me to be like, yeah, totally, totally normal to hit curbs. Yeah.
The line between curb and bumper is very slim, Raven. What's that? What comes next?
Well, what are you going to do?
The line that I always tell is, for me, up until I had kids, I was always a size 7 shoe. And for some reason in my head, size 7 shoe is perfect.
Yeah.
But after I had kids, they ruined my feet. And now my feet are big. And like, if anybody asked me my shoe size, I still say I have a size 7. And it's not true anymore. And if somebody bought me shoes, I'd be in deep trouble. If you've ever asked a guy how tall he is and he says 6 feet, know that he very may well be a filthy liar.
Yeah. I mean, here's the thing. I've never said that I was 6 foot, but I have definitely rounded up my entire life. This is reality setting in.
Only 15% of men are actually 6 feet or above. So for some reason, guys always tend to lie about how tall they are.
Mm.
But what's the feature about yourself that you lie about? 1-800-330-9999. Sarah.
I am always 10 pounds lighter than what the scale says.
Yep. I think it's a common one for a lot of women.
Scale's broken.
I do 5 pounds because I feel like I can easily fluctuate 5 pounds.
I don't know. I just suck in a lot.
Yeah.
The scale is not fooled by that, by the way. But I try the same technique.
You suck it in on the scale?
Yeah. I'm always pleasantly surprised if it's lower than I anticipated. But I've started rounding up. I'm going with higher numbers now.
Good.
That way I just, you know, I aim real low. Mm-hmm. If I'm pleasantly surprised, I'm like, okay, I've been that heavy before.
I have this one doctor that I go to that she no longer puts me on the scale. She just asks me how much I weigh. And I think to myself, I don't really, like, I feel like I should not be trusted in that conversation. Like, if you're prescribing me medication based on how much I weigh, right? You're going to take my word for it? Yeah. I don't know.
Wow.
I'd rather just stand on the scale backwards. I can't.
That is the craziest thing I ever heard.
And every time I go, I change the number. I don't know.
Yeah. They're like, oh, yeah, you're doing good right now, huh? Yeah. Oh, yeah, doing good.
I mean, they never even say anything. Of course, they also don't make eye contact, so who knows?
Oh, my gosh. What doctor is this?
Brooke, what is the feature about yourself you lie about?
I mean, my husband thinks that I have blonde hair. That's not the truth.
He thinks you're a natural. What are you, blonde, you said?
He thinks the highlights and the color that is on my head currently is like my real color, which is just simply not.
Do you remember what your real color is?
I haven't accessed it in a while, but you know, it's a medium brown.
Me too.
Like medium brown.
Yeah, but you haven't seen it in like 15 years.
I don't really want to. And then I'd have to really reveal that, you know?
My hairdresser told me the other day, so my hair I always thought was somewhat blonde. Like not like blonde, but like a dark blonde. And but of course, I've been highlighting it since I was 16 years old. And the other day she said to me, she goes, "You would not believe how dark your hair really is at this point." And I was like, "Really?"
It's interesting how it changes, right?
I know. And part of me is like, should I go dark? Should I just dye my hair dark and see what happens? I know some people do it all the time, like it's nothing. But not,
yeah.
I've never done that. Imagine I walk in here and I have black hair tomorrow.
Who are you?
Yeah.
I wouldn't let you in the studio. Christy, what's that thing about yourself you lie about?
So I like to always pretend that it's my anniversary, whether I'm going out to eat or I'm checking into a hotel or I'm boarding an airplane. I always tell them it's my anniversary, try to get free drinks, a better table, corner room with an ocean view.
Huh.
That's actually a pretty decent scam.
But is it a scam? You know, because they would offer the free stuff to the people celebrating, but are you just taking advantage of the situation?
I mean, so what? When I check into a hotel, what, we're crying for the Hilton family now? That's what you're doing right now? You go, oh, you're taking advantage of it because you said it was your anniversary?
But what if everybody says it's their anniversary?
Great. Then everybody should get a comped fruit plate in their room. Why not?
I don't know. It just seems like then they're going to stop. Because if everybody gets it for free, then they can't give away the free fruit plate anymore.
I'm with you. You know what? I'm going to tell everybody it's my anniversary.
Today's my birthday.
I don't believe you.
Why?
Because.
Why?
Because I heard how vicious you were about this anniversary scam.
Okay.
One couple.
Why would he go all the way to Oregon for this job when our life isn't there?
One problem.
Create so many opportunities for the family. I mean, we already have one kid in college already. And
you decide the outcome.
I think that it's going to be really hard on us.
It's just going to create so many opportunities.
Go and take work, guys. Good luck.
It's Couple Score on the Anna and Raven Show.
Every day a couple joins us. They let us know what their disagreement is about. And then it's up for you to decide who's right. Susie and Mark. Susie, what's going on?
Yeah, so my 3-year-old son, Ben, he's moved back in because he got divorced, and I'm, you know, so sad for him. He's going through so much. I want to support him, and I'm happy that he's with us, but, you know, my husband thinks that he should pay rent, which I think is going to drive him away.
Mark, what's going on?
He's a grown man, and he can rent his own place. If he wants to buy a place, he doesn't have to buy a huge place. He could buy something smaller. I mean, he's got a great job. He's not struggling financially. He does pay alimony. So I don't see a problem with him paying rent. Either pay rent or move out, I say.
How long has he been there?
He's been there for about a year.
Oh, he's already been there a year. What's his plan? Like, does he have a plan? Like, is his plan just to live with you guys forever?
He says he wants to stay another 2 years. So he can afford his own place. He says by that time he'd be able to afford his own place.
Yeah, this is the trick with these type of scenarios, though, right? Because we have no idea what happens with his job in the coming future. You have no idea what happens with housing in the future. So there's no kids. He's paying alimony, not child support. There's no kids coming over.
Right, just alimony.
I mean, on the one hand, you look at it like it's one person. On the other hand, you know what it's like. Once your kids really move out and then they come back, you know, it's not only the concern about your space and looking out for you and your relationship in the house, but for making sure that they're back out there, right? Living their life. You're not having this sheltered kind of existence at your parents' house. I understand either charging rent or urging them to kind of, you know, find their own place after a year.
I don't. I told my daughter the other day, granted she's 15, but I told her the other day that she could come and her room would stay the same for the rest of eternity.
That was a real conversation
that I had. I said, nobody will touch your room. It'll be the way you leave it for the rest of your life.
Be careful with making those type of promises when you want a home gym.
No.
And you're like, the light in this room is so great.
No, my girls' rooms are going to stay the same forever. I've already decided that. I kind of see Susie's point. Like, your son moves back in. He's going through a hard time. He went through a divorce. He just wants somewhere to stay. I don't see the big deal in it.
He can afford to pay his own alimony.
Yeah.
I mean, it's not like he's destitute. He's got a great job, like they said. I mean, he's just kind of there taking advantage of mom making the mac and cheese.
I mean, is he around a lot, or is he still in, is he independent?
Are you doing his laundry?
How's it going?
I mean, he's rarely home. He's working all the time. I'm worried about him, and I just love having him around.
Are you doing his laundry or what?
Well, you know, here's the thing. He actually finally did learn how to do that. So
you didn't do it one time. Right. But other than that, you're basically doing it.
Basically. Yeah. He's going through so much. So that's the other thing.
Yeah, I mean, I've been divorced, too. I survived.
Yeah. He's going through so much.
Oh, my gosh. 50-60% of the country is divorced. I mean, he's not going through anything anybody else hasn't gone through.
I mean, are you going to charge your 30-year-old son rent to live there? He's not making a big deal. He just comes and goes. He's doing his job. He's just trying to save some cash. What do you think? Would you charge your son if you moved back in after a divorce?
1-800-330-9999. Whose side are you on? It's the Couples Court with Anna and Raven.
If your son moved back in after his divorce, would you charge him rent? Susie and Mark's son, he's 30 years old. He just went through a divorce. He moved back in with them. It's a year now he's been living. And he mentioned to them his plan is to be there for another 2 years so he can save enough money to buy a place on his own. And mom, Susie, was 100% okay with it. She's like, great. Yeah. No, you stay as long as you need, honey. No problem.
Dad thinks this is ridiculous. He's like, listen, my son's a grown man. All right. Mark says he's been here for a year. He comes and goes as he pleases. That's late night. That's early morning or whatever. Yeah, he's at work most of the time. But my wife is taking care of everything. He's an adult. He needs to be out there in the world. He doesn't have any other bills to pay except his alimony. He can afford a place.
Yeah, and he also wants him to pay rent if he's going to stay there.
Yeah, if you're going to stay here, have some structure.
Yeah, Susie's like, we're not charging our son rent to live at home. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Naomi, whose side are you on?
I'm on the mom side. Just because I'm a mom, I got three girls, but obviously my kids are really small still. They're still teenagers. And I'm always like, well, you don't ever have to grow up. You can just stay home. But I guess she has a boy, and he's long past grown up already, so I could also be on the dad side. But as a mom and a girl mom, it's very different for a girl mom. But I would definitely let my kids live with me.
I don't know. A lot of my friends that are boy moms, I think, would take their babies home any day,
oh,
too.
I agree with you. 100% Italian families with the first son?
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
What do you think? Who said you won? 1-800-330-9999. Couples Court. If your son moved back in after his divorce, would you charge him rent? That's what Susie and Mark are trying to decide. And in Mark's defense, he's already been there a year. So he moved in about a year ago, divorced now. He's 30 years old. And he recently said that he planned to stay there for a couple more years because he wanted to be able to save enough to buy a home that he wanted. Mm. And Mark thinks, you're going to stay here. You got to start paying some cash.
Yeah, listen, it's not just about the contribution, right? It's about the fact that anything can happen. If you're planning on the next 2 years, what happens if their son loses his job? What happens if, you know, the housing market does this or does that? There's a million other factors involved here. He's 30 years old. His only real bill is alimony. He has a great job. This according to both his parents. to me, it's kind of the tone of voice where Susie's talking about it. She's just like, he's been through so much. He's going through so much. He got divorced.
Well, Susie does not want to charge her son rent. She said, what are you talking about? He's at home living in his room. Let him just be. He's not bothering us. It's our boy.
Feet hanging off the edge of his bed.
Leave him alone. What do you think? 1-800-330-9999. Nick, whose side are you on?
Get his butt out of the house. He's a grown man. Stop coddling this guy, young lady, this woman. Stop. This is why we have people that aren't out there.
You know,
come on.
Listen, there's nothing like obviously going home when you need to be home, right? But if you don't need to be there at some point, I think that it does benefit you to get back out there in the world, or else you run into this pattern where, like, that becomes your existence. And you don't want to be a man child. Right? You don't want to be a grown adult.
Absolutely.
Who's still got everything else taken care of for them, and then you're just, what, going down to the bar to pick up chicks? It's not cool.
Gina, what do you think?
I am agreeing with Mother. I should say, with the exception that if they know that he's saving his money, that he can get his own place at some point. We all know what the housing market is like right now. And since he is paying alimony, I'm sure. I also have a son who at home, my husband kind of feels that he should be paying rent, but he is saving money to get his own place. And I can see my name is on some of his accounts, so I can see what he's saving. And my feeling is, as long as he's socking his money away so that he can buy his own place, that I don't have a problem with him being here.
I think it really has a lot to do with your child, too. Like, you know your kid, if you're taking advantage or what.
I want to ask you. Yeah, but two parents can have different opinions.
Sure.
I just want to ask you, what do you think is more awkward? Having the conversation with your son, telling him that you think it's time for him to think about getting his own place, or that you need to be on his savings passbook? How does that even happen, that she's on the same account?
I don't
That's
know.
Weird.
My mom pays for my AAA.
That's different. On your savings account is something else. Ann and Raven, who's this?
Hey, it's Joanne.
Joanne, what do you think? Whose side are you on today?
Oh, definitely the dad. We have an adult son at home, and he pays a nominal rent, small rent, but he pays rent. I feed him every day, and he uses the washer and dryer, etc. There's nothing wrong with paying something towards your way.
The verdict is in. Jury foreman, what are the results?
Susie, our audience agreed with you today. Let him be, Mark. Granted, it may be tiresome, but as long as he has an exit plan and you tell him, listen, you could stay another 2 years, but like, that's it. This isn't your end game. He might surprise you and leave early anyway.
Yeah, I guess. Well, I guess that is an option.
I mean, you got to be relieved, Susie. Your son's there. You've got permission to extend this thing for a while longer.
Oh, I was very concerned. Mm-hmm. I mean, I can't kick my own son out. It's my son.
I mean, again, he's not going to be living in his car. But okay. All right. Either way, he's staying now. You're good.
If you have a problem, too, send an email. couplescourt@annaandraven.com.
Can't beat Raven.
The Can't Beat Raven cash jackpot is $1,100. Thanks to Sherwin-Williams. Ask Sherwin-Williams and save 35% on paints and stains March 15th through the 25th. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details. All right, Marie, you ready to play today?
Yes, I think so.
All right. And you have your daughter, Samantha, with you, right?
She actually just had to get out of the car to go to school.
Okay.
Now you're in trouble.
Okay.
I know.
Can you please ask Raven to leave the room?
Raven, please leave the room.
You got it. Good luck.
Okay. All right, Raven's walking out of here. When that door closes, he won't be able to hear us. We're in a soundproof studio. I'm going to ask you five pop culture questions. You have 3 seconds to answer each one. I'll bring them back in. Ask them the same questions. Whoever gets the most right wins. Ties go to Raven. You ready to play?
Yes.
Number one, Lenny Kravitz received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday, and his daughter, Zoe, made fun of him for wearing see-through shirts all the time. Who is Zoe's mom?
Oh my gosh. She was on The Huxtables.
Yep.
I can't think of her name.
Number two, TikTokers are saying that Kylie Jenner is living beyond her means and can't afford her $80 million in real estate, which is why she's selling one of her homes. What's the name of her makeup line?
I have no idea.
Number three, according to a poll, 74% of millennials and Gen Z want original content, not remakes, sequels, prequels, reboots, or other stuff connected to pre-existing franchises or properties. What franchise has 211 movies and is about a detective, was created by British author Conan Doyle?
I don't know. Sherlock Holmes.
Number four. Today is Pi Day, March 14th. Pi is 3.14. What's the next number of pi?
3.1.
That's time. Number five, Jennifer Lopez.
No idea.
That's okay. She can't. J-Lo canceled a bunch of tour stops without explanation, and fans are upset about it. What's the name of her new album?
I got nothing.
All right, let me bring Samantha. Raven back in. All right, let's go.
Yo.
All right, 1 out of 5.
Oh, my God. Wait, come on. What happened here? $1,100. Let's see how I do.
Number one, Lenny Kravitz received a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame yesterday, and his daughter Zoe made fun of him for wearing see-through shirts.
Yeah.
Who is Zoe's mom?
Lisa Bonet.
That's right. You guys are tied. Number two, TikTokers are saying that Kylie Jenner is living beyond her means and can't afford her $80 million in real estate, which is why she's selling one of her homes. What's the name of her makeup line?
Isn't it Kylie?
Kylie, right. Yeah, Kylie Cosmetics. According to a poll, 74% of millennials and Gen Z want original content, not remakes, sequels, prequels, reboots, or other stuff connected to pre-existing franchises or properties.
That makes sense.
What franchise has 211 movies and is about a detective and was created by British author Conan Doyle?
Oh, I mean, I'll just say Sherlock Holmes.
Sherlock Holmes is right.
Boom!
That's the one that she got right, too.
Yeah.
Number four, today is Pi Day, March 14th. Pi is 3.14. What's the next number of pi?
3.14159. One?
Yes.
Yeah.
Number five, Jennifer Lopez canceled a bunch of tour stops without explanation, and fans are upset about it. What's the name of her new album?
This Is Me Now.
Yes. How did you know the number of pi?
I don't know.
You don't know?
No.
It's so weird.
No, it just came to mind.
All right. I'm sorry, Marie. He beat you 5-1 today. That'll get you an Ann on Raven t-shirt.
I mean, it's not like I knew all the numbers. Like, there's more numbers after
Thank
that.
Thank you.
I mean,
yeah, but those are the main ones. It's 3.14159 is the main ones. And then it goes on for, like, you know, eternity.
Maybe it's that hit song.
Yeah. What hit song?
No hit song. That's why it's a joke.
Oh, okay. All right. Jackpot for tomorrow up to $1,200.
If you love to travel, Capital One has a rewards credit card that's perfect for you. With the Capital One Venture X card, you earn unlimited double miles on everything you buy. Plus, you get premium benefits at a collection of luxury hotels when you book on Capital One Travel. And with Venture X, you get access to over 1,000 airport lounges worldwide. Open up a world of travel possibilities with the Capital One Venture X card. What's in your wallet?
Terms apply. Lounge access is subject to change. See CapitalOne.com for details.